You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you visit the Coos Art Museum in Coos Bay, Oregon between now and January 25th, you'll encounter an exhibit titled Roots and Visions, Celebrating Tribal Art. It showcases artwork from a number of Oregon tribes and also features a pop-up store with handcrafted goods by tribal artisans. My guest today can tell us more. Lydia Hines is the executive director of the Coos Art Museum. Welcome to the Exchange, Lydia.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
And Peter Hatch is a history and archaeology specialist with the Confederated Tribe of Tsleil-Waututh Indians. Welcome, Peter.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So, Lydia, let's start with you. Tell me about this exhibit, how it came together, and what it means to the museum.
Yeah, so I have been here at the Art Museum since 2023, and I'm new to the Coos Bay area, and I was really looking to build relationships with the tribes in our area. We've worked with the Coquille tribe a little bit in the past, but we wanted to kind of deepen our partnerships with our native neighbors. And so this idea for a tribal art exhibit came to be when we started planning with different planning partners from the Coquille, from the Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians, and then the Confederated Tribes of Tsleil-Waututh Indians, and turned out to be this really awesome, experience to see tribal art, both traditional expressions and future modern expressions.
Has this kind of display been on exhibit before at the Coos Art Museum?
We have never done an exhibit like this. We've done some Native American basketry exhibits, but nothing that's quite like this. So it's very new for us and for the community.
And how many visitors do you usually get each year at the museum?
Yeah, we get about 13,000 visitors between general admission, our art education programs, and other special events.
Okay, so this is a departure from typical displays. How has the public responded to it?
We have been getting so much positive feedback. We had really awesome turnout for our opening receptions. A lot of people really excited to see this sort of artwork and really excited that we're exhibiting new artists at the museum. So really positive feedback.
So Peter, tell me about your role in producing this exhibit.
Sure. So the way that we put it is that myself and then Dr. Jared Schmidt from the Coquille Indian Tribe and Alicia Kosi from the Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians were community co-curators. A lot of that was recruitment, getting artists from each of our respective tribes together. And then putting together the exhibition catalog, not to mention all those little things of kind of running around, retrieving things from artists, getting all the arrangements made. But between the three of us and Lydia, as well as other key great staff at the museum, we were kind of the core team. And we were able to put together 34 artists from across the three tribes, all presenting. And what I love about the exhibit is the variety of things that we're able to bring together, because there are folks who are well-known and working artists, along with folks who are, don't even really self-identify as artists, but who make beautiful things and are able to present things that they make and use personally in this museum setting.
Can you describe the exhibit? What does the public experience?
Yeah, well, I think that what's really great about it, well, as you come in, first of all, if you've never been to the Coos Art Museum, I had not before this exhibit. It's a really lovely cultural space that the community of Coos Bay supports. It's really unlike anywhere else on the Oregon coast. A beautiful old Art Deco federal building from the mid 1930s that the community has kept up with this really beautiful gallery space. And how we modified it a little was that you're welcomed into this by a kind of drapery hanging that is taken from a picture that I took of our ceremonial dance house on the Siletz Reservation, and it's intentionally really trying to welcome folks of all backgrounds into this native space and really transform the museum gallery in a way. We took a lot of care with the lighting and then the way that things are presented on the wall. It's great because I work more on the anthropology side of things and the way that you talk about these kind of objects on an interpretive panel or in a at the U of O Museum of Natural and Cultural History is so different from presenting these same things as fine art and letting people appreciate their beauty and kind of like the neutral gallery space setting. It was a lot of fun to put together.
So it sounds like the people who experience this are leaving the museum environment and entering into a special environment presented by these tribal artisans.
Yeah, that's what we aim for. And that comes across in a whole wide variety of media, where we've got some really out of sight, colorful regalia and beadwork, paintings, work in glass, photography. And I think though some of my favorite things, from the exhibit are things that the folks who made them use, like Chief Justin Futch of the Coquille Indian tribe, brought in these 8-foot-long canoe paddles that he uses, out on the bay. And Vice Chairman Bud Lane, who is also a weaver, made these beautiful bowl baskets and antler spoons that he uses to feed his family and was generous enough to loan them to us for this exhibit. And then and another thing that really welcomed the space, we have a little model of a traditional plank house that Vice Chairman Lane and I worked on too, with a little pretend fire going inside in the back of the exhibit to really welcome folks into that feeling of place, of being rooted here.
My guests are Lydia Hines, Executive Director of the Coos Art Museum, and Peter Hatch, a history and archaeology specialist with the Confederated Tribe of Siletz Indians. Well, it sounds to me like this is sort of cultural sharing.
Yeah, I mean, the Coos Art Museum has been around Coos Bay, the South Coast, since the 1950s, and we really want to be like a cultural space for all groups of people. And so this is a really special way to share more traditional fine art culture with native culture. So it's great for both audiences to experience the other world.
So, Peter, what does this exhibit mean to the tribal communities?
Well, I think that trying to put it into words, actually, that my friend and colleague Patty Werritt Phillips from Confederate Tribes of Coos-Lawrrimquon and Tsleil-Waututh Indians, she's their tribal historian, and put it really well in her opening essay, where she says, "This exhibition celebrates the strength, resilience, and beauty of Indigenous expression, reminding us that our roots remain deep and our visions continue to grow, guided by the enduring spirit of our people." I really thought that that was beautifully phrased. And so much of my work as kind of a culture worker on different kinds of interpretive projects is about putting visibility of our people and our history back on the landscape. I just heard from the Oregon Travel Information Council that they installed a sign that we worked on Yaquina Bay, talking about our Yaquina people's history up there near Old Town Newport. We're working on things across our ancestral territory. But this was a really unique and beautiful project, and especially meaningful to me because to be doing work in Coos Bay, because my grandfather's grandfather, Slelele, or Isaac Martin, was born at a village just a couple miles from where the museum now stands. And I've grown up in Portland, but to be able to reconnect with homelands and to be working on this cool exhibit with so many amazing artists, and a great team, was really gratifying, and I hope people will come and check it out.
Well, tell me about that process of selecting artists.
So as I said, each tribe sort of brought its own slate, and in my own case, we tried to advertise in Tsleil-Waututh News, our tribal paper, and put things out on social media. But in the end, what was most important in recruiting artists was just talking to the many talented people that I've gotten to know from our tribal community over the years, and just asking because nothing beats a personal ask. And so we were able to put together 10 artists from our tribe, and then 34 in total. And over 100 works, I think, are presented in the exhibit. And then we had a review committee. My colleague, Nick Viles, who is our language teacher, and Alyssa Lane, our department director, reviewed all the artists. And fortunately, we had wonderful submissions across all kinds of different media, and we're able to accept everybody who applied. We've got clothing that Tsleil-Waututh tribal woman made for her own wedding, alongside really deeply traditional regalia from Coquel and Tsleil-Waututh artisans for Nadosh, the world renewal ceremony that we do at the winter solstice, all up on display.
It sounds wonderful. Lydia, I hear that there are pop-up shops. Whose idea was that? That's kind of unusual for a museum exhibit, isn't it?
Yeah, so that kind of came out of so we have a gallery that sits just outside of the main gallery where this exhibit is. And we usually try to have that be an educational gallery space that ties into our main exhibit. And knowing that there are so many tribal artisans that make money, make a living off of selling some of these beautiful works of art, we wanted to have kind of an entrepreneurial representation in this partnership. So the idea of a pop-up shop came up. There are a lot of artisans that do kind of a powwow circuit. I think Peter has talked about some of the artists from his tribe participating in that way. So yeah, it's just a way to honor the business side of making art.
Okay, in our last few seconds, we got about 30 seconds left. Given the success of this exhibit, do you anticipate similar experiences being planned at the museum?
I sure hope so. The feedback or the response to putting up this exhibit was so positive that I'm really hopeful for future collaborations. So,
Okay.
yeah.
And Peter, what do you hope people will take away?
I hope that folks will take the chance to just feel a little bit more connected to this the deep story of Oregon, this place that we all love and call home,
Okay.
or the Jefferson region.
Okay.
And And I hope also that there's still plenty of time to see it. We have until January 25th that the exhibit will be on. So please come and check it out.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to you both.
Thank you for having us on.
My guests were Lydia Hines, Executive Director of the Coos Art Museum, and Peter Hatch, a History and Archaeology Specialist with the Confederated Tribe of Siletz Indians.